Quiet Mind, Day 7. Light heals the hurt. Why conscious presence is the only real escape from suffering. Let's not sugarcoat it. Life isn't pain-free. But most of our suffering, it's not coming from the world. It's coming from our minds. That constant judgmental, past-dwelling, future-worrying mental noise is like an uninvited DJ remixing every moment into something unbearable. And the truth is, the more you identify with your mind, the more trapped you are in that endless loop of suffering. Your thoughts resist reality, label everything, and try to rewrite the present as if it shouldn't be what it is. And that resistance, emotional, mental, even physical, is the birthplace of your pain. Why does the mind do this? Because it runs on time. It needs past and future to keep itself relevant. The present, it can't control that, so it fears it. But reality only ever lives in the now. Strip the earth of humans, and you strip away time as we know it. Birds don't set alarms. Trees don't stress about next Thursday. It's always now, just now. We need time for practical things. Sure, schedules, meetings, baking bread. But when we let time take over our consciousness, we lose the magic of life. That spark, that creative force, that peace, we bury it under memories and anxieties. We turn the present moment into a stepping stone toward a future that doesn't even exist. Every time you wish you were somewhere else, doing something else, with someone else, you're stacking up a deeper layer of inner tension. Multiply that across billions of people and generations, and you get humanity's heavy emotional inheritance. So what's the escape hatch? Stop creating more than necessary. Start living like the present is your permanent address and the past and future are just Airbnbs you visit occasionally. When the now becomes your home base, pain loses its grip. Acceptance becomes your superpower. Even if the present stinks, if it's painful, annoying, or confusing, it's already happening. Fighting it only adds suffering on top of discomfort. Say yes to what is, even if your yes is shaky at first. And here's where things get spooky but real. Every time you resist the now, you feed what's called the pain body. Think of it like a parasitic energy blob that lives in your body and mind, fueled by leftover hurt from the past. It's not just metaphor. It feels like a separate being when it takes over. It lies dormant most of the time, but when triggered, especially by familiar wounds, abandonment, betrayal, rejection, it activates. And when it does, it can be terrifying. You might feel possessed, enraged, hopeless, or desperate for drama. That's not you. That's it. Feeding. Some people live under this thing full-time. Others only meet it during breakups, family fights, or random emotional flashbacks. When it's hungry, even a passing comment can trigger it. And once it's taken over, you either lash out or shut down. You think it's your truth, but it's just your pain speaking. The pain body wants pain. It thrives on it. Whether you're hurting someone else or hurting yourself, it doesn't care. As long as it's fed. But here's the kicker. It can't digest joy. Conscious presence is like sunlight to a vampire. The moment you observe it, really observe it, feel its energy, see it without flinching, you break the spell. You become the watcher, and that changes everything. You stop being the actor in the drama and become the director who can yell, "Cut!" Now, some teachings say all pain is illusion, and technically they're right. But unless you realize that for yourself, experience it firsthand, it's just a nice idea. What we're after isn't spiritual theory, but transformation. You don't kill the pain body by fighting it. You starve it by not identifying with it. You face it with awareness. That's the power of presence. That's the power of now.